The story of the Meraglim, the spies the Jewish nation sent to scout out the promised land, is indeed a very difficult story to understand. Why wasn't Hashem's description of Eretz Yisrael sufficient for them? Hashem said, I'm taking you to a land that is Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvosh, flowing with milk and honey. So why did the nation second guess Hashem after all the miracles they had previously witnessed? But despite that, Hashem decided not to interfere with their freedom of choice and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to send the spies, then send them of your own free will. But remember, I am not telling you to send them. So a representative of each tribe was chosen. In total, 12 distinguished men, men of a very high caliber, were sent to scout out Eretz Yisrael. Hard to understand, but somehow most of them failed in their mission, except for two, Kalev ben Yefuna and Yeshua ben Nun. The fallout was horrific after the nation heard how the spies bad-mouthed Eretz Yisrael and unfortunately accepted their libelous report. The nation was heartbroken. They started to cry. And Hashem was very, very upset with their crying. And as a result of that, we as a nation would have to continue crying throughout the generations to merit once again to return to our cherished land, Eretz Yisrael. As a result, no one in that generation who left Mitzrayim over the age of 20 merited to enter Eretz Yisrael except Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna. The rest of the nation was forced to wander in the desert for 40 years. Until a new generation was born who would be worthy and would be appreciative of all the miracles Hashem did in the past and merit Hashem's special gift of Eretz Yisrael in the future. I want to focus the shiur now on the two heroes of this story, Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna. Who were these men? They were exceptional men who did not allow themselves to be intimidated by the masses, and even more so by their fellow spies, their peers. Can we imagine the pressure they endured? 2 against 10. We all know people usually don't want to be outsiders. People tend to follow the flow so as not to be left out or singled out. We always want to be part of, but not Kalev ben Yefuna and Yeshua ben Nun. They faced the nation forthright, at risk to their own lives, in order to defend the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the nation wouldn't listen to Yeshua, thinking that he was biased because he was the one who had the special relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu, then Kalev himself stood up and tried to convince the nation that Eretz Yisrael was indeed a wonderful land, and it was exactly as promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we all know what happened. He barely escaped with his life. But the Torah takes notice, especially of Kalev, and says the following words about him. And these are words that we need to learn from and apply to our own lives. The Torah says, V'avdi Kalev, Ekev hoyser ruach acheres imoy, v'yemalei acharoy. That my servant Kalev, he had a different spirit. Hashem says he followed me wholeheartedly. What does it mean to be a servant of Hashem? It's to follow Hashem wholeheartedly. And he would be the exception, together with Yehoshua, that would merit Eretz Yisrael because they had a different spirit. So many important lessons we can learn from this story. But first, let's analyze four words in Rashi. Mola es liboy acharoy. Rashi says that Kalev, his heart was full of Hashem that caused him to follow after Hashem and not follow anybody else. What does that mean? It means that Hashem was uppermost in his mind. He understood well the dictum that we are taught, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimim. If the rabbi says one thing and the student challenges with something else, who do you listen to? Who do you follow? Certainly, you follow the Rav. Same thing applies to Hashem. Hashem says something in the Torah, and others want to challenge it. Whom do we listen to? Certainly, we all would agree we listen to Hashem. I want to share with you a story about my holy Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Pesach Sheinberg, Zichrono Livracha. I remember before Ben Azmana, before we would take a vacation, he would call all the boys together and he would give us a pep talk. He asked the question, how do you know if a fish is alive? He said, if you see it swim against the current, then you know it's alive. If it flows with the current, then you know it's not. He would say, we are all soldiers of Hashem. We all belong to Hashem's army. It's easy to be a soldier while you're enclosed in the walls of the Beis HaMedrash, in the walls of the study hall, and you're studying Hashem's holy Torah. The true test of how a good soldier you are is when you leave the yeshiva, when you enter the world and you have to fight. You fight against the strong inclinations. You have to fight to overcome the temptations. At that time, that truly defines if you are a heroic soldier that has earned Hashem's Medal of Honor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he gave the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. He said it in the singular, Elokecha. All our neshamas, all our souls were present when Hashem gave His precious Torah to us. We take into consideration everything that Hashem does for us daily. We have to ask ourselves a question, is it fair for us to violate His wishes? Yeshua and Kalev said, no way. They maintained their standard. They refused to be influenced. They held strong to their principles in the face of opposition and pressure. They were appreciative for all the miracles that Hashem did, which they merited to witness. They understood what their mission was when they were sent to spy out the land. That was to report. It was not to give opinions. They understood that their job was to be a loyal servant with their full heart invested in servicing Hashem and nothing else. And this is the lesson for us, that we need to try to emulate them in all circumstances that we encounter throughout our life, of which they are many. And we need to try to pledge our allegiance to the highest authority, not to the crowds, not to the masses, not be interested in impressing anybody else. The only one we need to impress is Hashem. And if we live a life committed to that standard, servicing the highest authority, then we can merit all the blessings that Hashem has in store for us. And may we all be zeicha to once again witness the coming of Mashiach and the gathering of the exiles, when we can truly enter Eretz Yisrael one final time as a happy nation.